It's my first time in Edinburgh for a Fringe Festival in a number of years, but it's amazing how quickly you fall into the swing of things. It took me precisely 10 seconds to ignore my first Royal Mile flyer. This year, the crowd seemed bigger than ever, a welcome relief after last year's perhaps Olympic-linked fall in ticket sales, but the festival also seems more dominated by the big venues than ever before, despite there being a finally working shared box office. Here's my first Fringe diary. John Lloyd's Fringe debut, Lith of QI, was up first, an enjoyable mesh of facts, anecdotes and new dictionary definitions as Lloyd ambles through his more than 40 years in comedy broadcasting. The man that helped create cult favourites such as Not the 9 O'Clock News, Blackadder and Spitting Image was a big hit with fans. Whilst perhaps not as natural in the spotlight as some of his immensely talented colleagues, Mel Smith, Stephen Fry and Rowan Atkinson to name just three, this show still feels like a delightful gossip behind the scenes of some of the UK's funniest moments. QI regular Phil Jupiter spends every night at the Fringe being controlled by the disembodied voice of Deborah Frances White. The Voices in Your Head project debuted last year with guest comedians, but this year it's just Jupiter delivering part comedy, part therapy, in this refreshing take on the improvisation genre. Despite the need for a safe word, or song lyric in our case, Jupiter's expertise ensures this stays the right side of a funny, awkward barrier, and well worth a watch to see an expert dodge grenade after grenade tossed by Frances White. Finally, Scareseekers will love Jekyll and Hyde, a macabre gothic horror, one of the best sets and lighting I've seen at a Fringe production. If you were disappointed at the failure to cast a female Doctor Who, worry not. Flipping the Birds' casting of Christina Catalina as the eponymous scientist provides much for the cast to get their teeth into. Tomorrow is a five-show day, so coffee will be essential. Join me then.